Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sands and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air.
Coming up next segment, about 5 minutes, Joe Hoff of Gateway Pundit's got all the latest intel on the fight to expose the election fraud that is mountainous. It's like saying, where are the mountains? And you're in the Himalayas, and you're like, you're in them. Let's take a few more calls before he joins us. Let's go ahead and talk to Adam in Florida. Adam, you're on the air.
Alex, man, I'm just excited to get Hunter in there. I heard he's going to run the White House official Pornhub channel, and he's also...
Yeah, I appreciate your call, Adam. If you've got any serious, real stuff against Trump, you disagree, you're welcome to call in. But if you call in and just say stupid stuff, we're not going to talk to you. That's Howard Stern's show. Call into that. It's pretty funny. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome. Go ahead.
We're in a precarious situation here, and I think we have a way of getting out. Ivan Reichlin has a great idea about the two-hour debate period after they contest the states, the seven states that are swing states and have contested electors. But what they really ought to do is expand that to every state. They should contest every state, which gives them 100 hours of debate time. And the emergency alert system should be used to telecast that very debate for 100 hours, which means if you're there on the 6th, they won't have a final vote until Friday or Saturday at the earliest. But that will tie them up and give us free time to take over the airways and essentially make our case for 100 hours.
I mean, this is a foreign takeover. I think everything and anything's on the table, but we need a coalition of governors, a coalition of legislatures that recognize a foreign takeover, and or the president coming out and saying it and giving us marching orders. We need George Washington to stand up right now, and if Trump leads, I'm ready to follow against this foreign takeover. But, I mean, we are being raped. We are having our birthright taken. We are being taken over. The globalists admit it. And Trump should use the emergency alert system. They are using the emergency alert system right now against him. That's what all those announcements on the Internet are, that he's wrong and he's a liar and on COVID-19 and on the election. That is all Internet kill switch, Obama, EAS 2.0, and Trump should be using it.
Right, so you guys have Ivan's number. Somebody should call him and say you should take advantage of this opportunity to basically control Congress for 100 hours. That's like 4 or 5 days. Where Mo Brooks and Hawley or all these senators and congressmen can agree, start with Alabama, start with Alaska, and just say, we contest these. That gives us 2 hours of debate. We'll put it on television, and we'll make our case then right in front of Congress. So this way Congress can't say they didn't see it. It's like a captive audience situation where they have to be there to listen to the debate. We can put it on the airways over the emergency alert system. Everybody gets to hear. It's like this report this morning on American Journal where they were talking about in Pennsylvania, they clearly stole 35,000 votes at 11:08 on election night. It's right there. The Edson system switched the votes, 35,000 of them, and no one knows this happened. That's only gotten like 222 views on the Internet. It's amazing.
That's right. We have the raw footage of that, and Joe Hoff can speak to that when we come back. Thank you for the call. By the way, I sort of think about what that first caller said. I thought he was being a smart mouth, and then I realized Hunter, I guess, is bigger than that. He's a pedophile, really, the evidence shows, Hunter Biden. So, caller, you can call back. I apologize. I thought you were being a prank caller because I'm in such a bad mood right now. I don't even want to say I'm in a bad mood. I am enraged by what's going on, and now I have this filter of anger that I'm having to deal with and that then makes me make mistakes. So, after I hung up on that caller, I was like, he wasn't being smart mouth. He was being serious. And so I apologize to the caller before the last one. It's just things are insane. Things are insane. We've got to keep our love going and know we're doing this for our children and for freedom. We don't do it because we hate the enemy. But I'm having some real anger problems. I know you are as well. So Stay with me. Back in 60 seconds with Joe Hoff of GetWePundit.com, Alex Jones with Banned.video. Not banned like a music band, like it's been banned. Banned. Like censored.video.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, Joe Hoff is a major corporate auditor and fraud investigator. He was drafted by his brother at GatewayPundit.com. It's been one of the leading organizations exposing the massive orchestrated globalist election fraud to come in and really expose what's happening. And he's been one of the top guys doing it. It's also been a leading expert on the COVID fraud and how they count people that die of other things as COVID, how the main testing they're using is 96% false. The inventor said it's totally false, the PCR testing. So he'll give us in the next two segments his breakdown on both those fronts. But a lot of huge developments have happened since he was on with us a few weeks ago. We're 21 days out from either the coronation of the Chinese agent, Biden, or the override of this, or a new election perhaps in those key five states. So there's so many areas to hit here. What are the latest developments, Joe Hoff? We appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, Alex, great to be here again, as always. Great to see you. And I can really feel the frustration and the rage that you're feeling that you expressed earlier. This is, I'm still in the fight mode. Let's just do everything we can to legally, through our system that's in place, through our Constitution, to address this stuff. But there's a lot of rage behind it that's keeping us going. And I don't think the Republicans or the Democrats want to see what's going to happen, if this doesn't get addressed properly through the proper channels. So here's the good news, Alex. This morning, two big things, in my opinion. One, Josh Hawley mentioned, comes out and says, He says, I cannot vote to certify the Electoral College results on January 6th. So that is a big statement. We've wondered about Hawley. He says a lot of great things, but is he willing to back them up? And today it appears that he has done that, although I think a lot of Americans would suggest he should have done this second number one.
But at least the show-me state is showing us.
That's right. And so hat tip to Josh Hawley, and that's great news. And our understanding is there will be some other senators behind him that will be following up. And actually, I think every single Republican senator should stand up. If they don't, we will mark them for life. These people will not get our support ever again. This is the most atrocious thing that's ever happened to our republic. We're under a communist takeover, and we've got to stop it now, because it's not going to get any easier. It's just going to get harder. So hat tip to Josh Hawley. Now, the second point that I wanted to raise this morning that's really hopeful to me, and it's something that I've been pushing and we at the Gateway Pundit have been pushing now for a few weeks, and what we'd like to see would be this individual named Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, who's an inventor and just a real bright guy, come and audit the results of these swing states. He has the ability and to do this in a very short period of time. Now, this morning, he was in front of the Senate in Georgia, and he gave a presentation, and it was fantastic. And I know, Alex, reach out to him. I'm sure if you need a contact, let me know. I'm sure he'd be happy to be on your show. We need to put pressure on our legislatures at these states and on President Trump to set up an executive order to have him do this and for our legislatures to make this happen before January 6th if possible. Mr. Pulitzer can check ballots. He says, I can go through 500,000 ballots in a matter of a couple hours. He can give us answers just like that. In Georgia this morning, he presented his case where he shows over and over again the fraud that was involved. And he says, we don't need to get into the machines. We don't need to get into the code. All of that, we don't really maybe even have the time to try to understand the how between the machines. His theory is, let's look at the ballots, and he's an expert on this stuff. He's been behind technology that you use when you go through and use your laptop, or not your laptop, but your iPhone at an airport to check in, or the technology at a polling station as you go drive through it, and it'll automatically credit your card. That's the guy behind it. He said he's got like 12 billion devices around the world that are using his technology. So he's no dummy, and he knows this area very well. And he gave a presentation a couple weeks ago that we noted. We put it up. We said, we got to get this guy in front of the president. We've reached out to him. We've worked with him. We've pushed his name to some individuals that we know related to Trump. This guy's the answer, because he can legitimately look at the ballots and tell us if they're fraudulent or not. He can determine if there's creases in a ballot or not. If there's no creases, it's not a legitimate ballot. And there's other things that he's already identified. This morning in Georgia, he pointed out that the ballots that were going to the Republican areas were different than the ballots going to the Democrat areas in Georgia, in a certain county. And and the ballots that went to the Republican areas, like 90-some percent of these ballots had to be adjudicated, which means through the Dominion system, there you go, through the Dominion system, when they adjudicate something, these ballots go flying off to God knows where. We don't know. Is it China? We don't know. And somebody somewhere, by themselves, without the proper segregation of duties or chain of custody, is making a decision on what that ballot should be. And we know that Dominion has the ability to change ballots. So 90-some percent of the ballots in one section of Fulton County had to be adjudicated. This means somebody reviewed all of these, and what we believe is they switched them all to Biden from Trump. And so he can check this. He can see this stuff by just looking at the ballots. He said this morning, it was a brilliant presentation. He said the U.S. was founded on a piece of paper, and we need to get those same pieces with the paper today that was used in this election. We need to look at these actual paper copies. He says the machine is all just a head fake. We need the ballots, the paper copies, and we can determine, he said, like I mentioned earlier, in 2 hours he can go through 500,000 or so ballots. He can look at them all, and he can tell us what's fraud. He knows what to look for. There's various things on these ballots that we don't know about, that he knows about, that should be in place, and if they're not there, then they should be thrown out. So some real hope there too, Alex. Two things, Holly and now this Mr. Pulitzer.
Studying world elections, the UN and the State Department, our own government authority and the precious all-knowing UN, say that if a country doesn't have ballot transparency, doesn't allow poll watchers, and if the methodology is not documented and published, then it's thrown out and they recommend a new election. Well, bare minimum, Trump should be calling, if he doesn't get them to take the right action on January 6th. And it looks like more of that's starting to build towards that. Very exciting. Thank God. Finally, some will out there against this takeover. But he should at least just then call and demand a new election in those states. And I think declare the Insurrection Act. I mean, I think a legitimate reason. I mean, we've seen that done by Eisenhower because they wouldn't let black kids in school. This is just as important. I think everybody's vote is just as important as that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, yeah, I agree, Alex. Whatever needs to be done to properly, through the various channels, get this thing done right, because nobody has belief that these elections were done properly or that the results are valid.
And it's the same. It's the same signature of fraud in all these states. It's all done the same way.
That's right. We saw the night of the election, five or so states all shut down and they stopped counting. When did we ever see that in our election? Ever. ever. It was shocking. And then the way the media handled it, big tech, et cetera. Big tech warned us ahead of time. If you say anything on Twitter or Facebook that on election night that somebody's a winner or that there's a fraud, we're gonna delete it. We're not gonna let you.
Well, that's the other big thing is, we're not gonna let you contest anything, but we're gonna contest if we lose. All the pre-programming, all the preconditioning, Biden not campaigning because he didn't need to, accelerating the states he won, freezing the states Trump won. This was ridiculously obvious.
About it. And the thing that's really outrageous too, Alex, is seeing my president, the president of the United States, send out a simple message on a simple technology called Twitter or Facebook and having little bold letters underneath it in red or blue saying, Joe Biden won the election because somebody told us that, and just disregard what this guy's saying because basically they're calling our president a clown. That just enrages me.
Me too. Absolute gaslighting. And imagine how bad it's going to get if they put their Chi-Com agent in. Katie, bar the door. This is an explosive situation. Joe Hoff, GatewayPundit.com. It's our guest. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're going to come back and look more at the election, but also the COVID global rollout lockdown 2 and the fraud.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Jones, your host, Joe Hoff, GatewayPundit.com. Who's been the tip of the spear in this fraud, is with us. And all of us, the UN, the COVID lockdown, it's all about mail-in ballots. It's all about shutting down society. It's all about putting the nation under siege. It's all about the Great Reset. It's all about America never reopening. Communist China has said America's never reopening. We're totally reopened. COVID has, with one blow, helped us defeat America. And Bloomberg brags, the American century is gone. Trump is defeated. Our globalist investments in China are paramount now. It's all interconnected. And I know you've worked internationally, lived in Asia just up until earlier this year, tying COVID and the election together and the fraud. Spend a few minutes on that that you've been spearheading as well.
Yeah, excellent point, Alex. I lived in Hong Kong for a decade and worked there. And I've been in and out of China, maybe 100 times. The thing that I noticed after President Trump was elected, remember the messaging that we got as Obama's years were ending and why they were preparing for the Hillary years was that, well, the era of the United States is done. U.S. is, fading and China is growing. There was even some reports that China's GDP had surpassed the U.S.'s GDP. And we were all supposed to just accept the fact that China's just going to take us over, and that's all we can do about it. I mean, they've got more people, and therefore they're going to, it's just, this is the way it's going to be. And then Trump comes in, and he smashed China. He walked in the ring with a mic, like Mike Tyson, and just pounded him with his first punch. And in a loving way, as you recall, he went over to China and tried to build a relationship with Xi, and then immediately started doing the things that he needed to do. And he said it in a loving way to them. He said, hey, you guys are taking care of your country. We need people to take care of our country. You're doing the right thing, trying to protect your country, trying to make yourself, prosperous, et cetera. But we need people that need to do that. And I don't blame you, China. I blame our politicians. And Trump was right. And that strategy worked really well. And he destroyed China, Alex, by the end of 2019, the U.S.'s GDP was almost twice as large as China's. You won't hear anybody report upon that, but you could see it. The U.S. was around 23 and China around 13 or so trillion dollars in GDP. You could see that companies were moving out of China. Trump had even encouraged companies to do it because China wouldn't come to the table and sign a trade agreement that was good for all parties. They continue to steal our intellectual property. What Trump did was he saw that they need the United States in order to survive and in order for their economy to thrive. And what he did is he threatened that in a big way. And so I'm in Hong Kong. I talked to some CEO who talked to two other CEOs in China who were saying the economy was horrible. That was like 2 years ago. A year ago, I talked to a guy who was a plant manager in China, moving a 10,000 member plant down to, they wanted to move to Thailand or to Vietnam, but they couldn't because all the property there was filled up from companies leaving China, getting into Southeast Asia where they can easier do business with the United States. They ended up having to put their plant in Thailand. So businesses were leaving their GDP was going, I believe it was going down. They've never admitted that, but I believe their GDP went down. And this was before COVID. And then Trump got pressured them into signing this deal that they didn't want to sign, but they basically had to because Trump had them exactly where they needed to be. He saw that they were at a weak point. And so here's China in early this year then dropping this COVID bomb on the world. And it was a sinister, yet very, you know, very, in the, probably in their eyes, a very successful move on their part because they haven't been penalized any bit. No way Joe Biden will penalize them for what they've done. And the world has suffered immensely. They're, you know, just immensely, as we all know. Today, Jim, my twin brother, we know a gentleman who's in the hospital with COVID, and he's over 80 and he's overweight, and you know, that's not a good place to be. And we can thank China for this. So, anyways,
let's expand on that. We have this congressman elect who they say died of COVID, but then when I read the fine print, it said that Luke Letlow was being intubated in some type of surgery and died of a heart attack. It says right here, died of a heart attack. The hospital says, that's the New York Post. Local news says died of a heart attack. But Politico and the New York Times said died of COVID.
That's unbelievable, Alex, isn't it? The way they've counted numbers has been atrocious. We brought this up in the summer. The CDC itself said that only 6% of all deaths that they're counting as COVID deaths are actually caused by COVID only. The rest are deaths with COVID, not deaths caused by COVID. And we got a lot of flack for that. All the fact checkers came after us, even though we were using data from the CDC. We did it again this week. Look at 6% of the 330,000 deaths is closer to 20,000 and deaths that are just from COVID. So,
and you know, the statistic I found that really gets people, as you know, 2 months ago, John Hopkins ran a story saying year-to-date, about the same number died in 2019 and died this year. Well, they all went, well, maybe CDC numbers aren't all in and the year isn't over. So now I've hired a statistician we've used before. He's got a degree. He's a well-known guy, but we don't use his name because he'll get attacked, you know, telling the truth, as you were just saying. Journalists, doctors that come out and tell the truth get fired. He's looking at the numbers. He's almost done with them. And it looks like we may have less dead this year that actually died in 2019. That number, there's no way they can avoid that.
Yeah, that's amazing. And here's another thing. Somebody sent me an email just recently. I haven't acted on it yet as far as written anything up, but said, hey, look, usually these flu seasons begin in like November or October of the prior year and end around whatever, March, let's say. And yet they're still adding up all these deaths now going forward into their original numbers. So the whole way they've been managing this, they've been counting for this, the way they've talked about masks, no masks, and whether you can, and now it's coming out per a study in Florida that if you don't have any symptoms, there's no way you're getting anybody sick. And so people are just, you know, have had enough, and, you know, and people are at a tipping point here. So that needs to be addressed.
I totally agree with you, and I want to start a slogan. The only way the masks are coming off is if we take them off. And I've been doing this for a long time, but I'm with my family or friends. I don't make a scene. I wear the mask in the restaurant until we sit down. I'm not doing it now. And I'm going around everywhere, and I'm educating people nicely and lovingly about it. And they're backing down. Now, notice they will bully women. There's something about men and women will bully another woman if they're not wearing a mask. But I've noticed they're pretty much leaving men alone.
Yeah, there was a girl who was on Twitter who decided she'd had enough. And we put up a post yesterday just when it took off because a lot of people have had enough. You know, we're tired of wearing these masks.
All right. Well, listen, I hope to see you up there on January 6th. But regardless, thanks for popping in and giving us updates. Joe Hawk, thanks. You and your brother and crew are kicking butt over at GatewayPundit.com.
God bless America, Alex.
Absolutely, sir. Pray for America. Pray for justice. And, hell, Joe Biden might drop dead any minute. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Oh, look, we don't want that to happen. We don't want him to turn into a martyr. I'm just saying things are very, very fluid. He's already calling her the president again. Joe Biden is. He'll be right back with that whistleblower nurse.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines. It was clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block again. is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Nurse Erin Olszewski is about to be with us. I really appreciate her coming on short notice because she's the big whistleblower. And we've had so many other doctors and nurses expose this, but she was one of the first to say healthy people come in, they test non-positive, we still intubate them, and the breathing machine kills them. Well, that's, it looks like what happened with this new congressman-elect. They said they did a medical procedure intubating him, and he died of a heart attack during it, and now they're saying he died of COVID-19. The last cellmate of Jeffrey Epstein was also found with his neck broken in his apartment. He'd been released. They said COVID killed him. Did you know Kennedy in 1963 got killed by COVID? Jesus was killed by COVID before he rose from the grave. Now, I'm not trying to be blasphemous. I'm saying it's sarcastic. It's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. The Hindenburg was brought down by COVID. Simply insane. We're going to go to her in just a moment.
Folks are very excited. I know that I am excited as well. X2 is an essential nutrient. It is clean, pure atomic iodine from 12,000 foot deep crystals. It's a byproduct of oil and gas drilling. We're the only ones to ever go out and actually get this type of true, pure atomic iodine. We have to get a DEA license to get it. It's crazy. And it goes right into your cells. It's essential. It's the good halogen, the opposite of fluoride and bromide and bromine and all of that. Look into the iodine conspiracy. This is the best you're going to get. It's back in stock. X2 sold out for months. 50% off. People are very excited. Also back in stock after 8 months because of the COVID lockdown. Couldn't get it from France. Pollen Block. It's from specially fed quail. Their eggs have this natural antihistamine. It's amazing. People love it. It gives you that anti-allergy effect. Some better for others, but it works for most folks. Not for some people, just like some medicines don't. But this is all natural from quail eggs. It's back in stock. Pollen Block is back in stock. And also back in stock is our fluoride-free activated charcoal toothpaste that my dad developed. He's a retired dentist, oral surgeon, Dr. Jones Naturals, at InfoWarsStore.com. That is also back in stock. I want to thank you all for shopping with us and supporting us. Without you, we will not be on air. Okay, let's now go to Nurse Erin Olszewski. So much has happened. So much has unfolded. Now the vaccine's rolling out. People are dying from the vaccine in South Korea, in Switzerland, in Germany. There's reports of them covering up deaths here in the U.S. There's all these ER head doctors collapsing, nurses collapsing. People are getting Bell's palsy. I want somebody who's really got her nose to the grindstone, is a registered nurse watching all this, who's also got her big conference coming up for nurses that was going to be in Florida. Now it's going to be in D.C. on the 6th. I look forward to hopefully meeting her in person to tell us front and center as an expert what she's seeing happen here. Isn't this really kind of a rerun of what you exposed earlier this year?
Yeah, it's history repeating itself, you know, and that's why a lot of us have been very outspoken to stop this from happening. And it's really hard to get people to actually listen and pay attention. But the more that this is happening, the more people are really starting to listen. You know, we're looking around and, you know, you were talking about Luke Letlow a little bit ago. I mean, that likely could have been avoided. I don't know the details of everything, but obviously we knew the ventilators are literally killing people. And that's ultimately, I think, what ended up killing him.
I could ask a million questions, but I mean, you're really the expert. Being a nurse, being on the front lines, you were at the epicenter of the epicenter. Your book is of that title. Explain to people the hospital you were in and what you saw, and then moving it forward 10 months, what you're witnessing now.
Well, I was in New York at Elmhurst Hospital, so that was known as the epicenter of the epicenter, I guess. And ultimately, it was kind of an assembly line to a body bag. These patients would come in with symptoms of whatever. I mean, it honestly really didn't matter at that point. They were considered COVID patients and, you know, shuttled off to floors, you know, mismanaged treatment and protocols that were knowingly killing these patients, ultimately putting them on ventilators, and they'd end up, you know, in the freezer trucks in the back. And, they weren't dying from COVID. They were dying from the treatments, the medications that they wouldn't use. You know, they refused any alternative treatments. It was ventilators, sedatives, paralytics, and, you know, just drugs. They just drugged them up till their bodies couldn't handle it anymore. And, you know, this is still happening.
We showed that video last time you were on, and it's been out for months and months. Google and Facebook try to suppress it. Here you are inside the hospital. Here you are showing people, blurring out the names, of course, on the phones, the records that they did not have COVID, but still were intubated and were basically killed. I mean, it doesn't get more dramatic than this. And you're talking to other healthcare providers about what's going on and how scandalous this is. This isn't a movie. This isn't some made-for-TV shocker about a crazy hospital where they're killing people. This is a systematic operation.
It is, and it's still going on. And they know it. That's the problem. They know they're killing these patients. First of all, you know, they're not even listening to us, you know, and so I really, really appreciate, I mean, you putting this out there and, you know, other nurses and doctors coming forward, but ultimately they censor us. They are censoring us so hard that we have to take it boots on the ground. And, you know, this is how we're going to stop it. And hopefully this will wake up a lot more patriots. Like, we have to stop this. Because every single day we're watching the news and there's more and more people dying and it's unnecessary. They don't have to die. People don't have to die. You know, this is treatable. This is, you know, it's really, honestly, it's very unnecessary and it's awful. And it does feel like a movie, but it's not. Like, this is where our world is right now. And we're at a very, very slippery slope. You know, this can go in a very bad direction very quickly if people don't, you know, start researching and speaking up and getting involved, you know.
You're right. This is an authoritarian takeover. When we come back, ER nurse tests positive for COVID-19 8 days after receiving it, says, what's the point? Well, Pfizer and Moderna have told us this won't protect you from COVID. They've told us it won't stop you spreading it. That's why Bill Gates says you got to take 5 a year. So what is the point? It's a problem in search of a solution. And there is no solution. It's the perfect corporate takeover.
Yeah. I mean, why would they want to fix something like this? This is the plan. You know, the system is not built to help people. You know, the system is built and it's working exactly how it's built. It's intended to, you know, create a control over the people. And that's very dangerous. And I think the whole system needs a revamping because
Going back 20 years ago, many medical schools got rid of the Hippocratic Oath of Hippocrates, as you know, do no harm, because we've seen a lot of medical tyrannies throughout history. We've seen the priest class of doctors, many cultures would become abusive because they had the hidden knowledge and they would use it against the people, even the royalty. And so we're right back there again with a medical tyranny, a world ID, a corporate takeover, wanting to force us to take things in our bodies and claiming they have liability protection from that. That's a godlike power, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, the oath, the Hippocratic Oath is long gone in the healthcare system. And, you know, even those that do want to follow their oath and do what's right, I mean, we're fired. We are fired. We are censored. We are, some have lost their jobs. There's license being threatened for doing what's right. That's terrifying. You know, and no, these companies don't have liability. These hospitals right now don't have liability because we're under this, you know, emergency situation. So under the guise of public health, they use it to, you know, take control and liability free. Nothing good comes from anything liability free. It's dangerous.
Again, I've got a million questions here I want to get to, but I want to ask you, when you're talking to other medical people, what they're saying, what they're planning to do, because everybody I know in the medical field is really awake and really angry and mad that they're being persecuted and told to shut up, not just censored online, and they're being told take these inoculations. And I know people very close to me that work in the medical field that did take the shot and got really sick from it, but are scared.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four.
They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Olszewski is our guest. She's one of the most important whistleblowers, if not the most important to go public, showing all the videos of homeless people they just grab up, bring in, they didn't have COVID, stick a tube down their lungs, blow their lungs out, kill them. She got all the footage. Where's the FBI? Nowhere. You saw them send folks with COVID into nursing homes where they don't have vitamin D3 to give you about half the deaths in the country. And now it's all happening again. There are videos of a medical doctor in a major state of Germany in the parliament saying, I've called the head doctors. There's no one in our hospitals with COVID. But the same hospitals are on the news saying we're overwhelmed. It's not even the doctors doing it. It's the PR firms that corporately run these damn hospitals. So this footage is just pouring out. But here's an ER nurse tests positive for COVID-19 8 days after receiving the vaccine and says, what is the point? Well, a lot of evidence shows it gives you a false positive, not just for COVID or any other coronavirus, but also for HIV, because the coronavirus is a chimera with HIV delivery system, not HIV, the HIV peace shuttle gene insertion. Here it is.
I think this illustrates that the vaccine effectiveness is not immediate.
Health experts weighing in after a local nurse tested positive for COVID-19 8 days after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. As ABC 10 News reporter Michael Chen tells us, a doctor involved with the local vaccine rollout says this case does not reveal anything about the vaccine's effectiveness.
This was a Facebook post from Matthew, an ER nurse at two different local hospitals after receiving the Pfizer vaccine December 18th. He tells me his arm was sore for a day, but he suffered no other side effects. 6 days later, on Christmas Eve, after working a shift in the COVID unit, he became sick, he writes in another Facebook post. He got the chills and later came down with muscle aches and fatigue. The day after Christmas, he went to a drive-up hospital testing site and tested positive for COVID-19.
Not unexpected at all, and when you work through the numbers, this is exactly what we would expect to happen if someone is exposed.
Dr. Christian Ramers is an infectious disease specialist on the clinical advisory panel for the county's vaccine rollout. He points out it's possible Matthew may have been infected before receiving the vaccine, as the incubation period may be as much as 2 weeks. But Dr. Ramers says if Matthew did contract it after the vaccine, it's still in line with what we know.
And we also know from the vaccine clinical trials that it takes about 10 to 14 days for you to start to develop.
Okay, so let's shut this down. We have Pfizer saying it may not even protect you. We have the head of the WHO vaccine program. She came out on Monday and says it doesn't help you. Every level of this is a fraud, Aaron. What's really going on? I mean, you burrow into the testing, you burrow into the virus, you burrow into where it came from, you burrow into is the vaccine effective, is it safe? It's all lies. I mean, what is this giant criminal rollout? I mean, I guess they're just going for broke and don't care.
Money, control. I mean, the vaccine is I think we discussed this last time, but it's literally going to cause a mass genocide. It's going to create revenue for hospitals, pharmaceutical companies. You know, there's first of all, I mean, what do we need a vaccine for? You know, with a virus that has a 99.9% survival rate, it's literally, I mean, it's common sense. We don't. You know, and they've been promoting this for a long time. I honestly think that this is what it's always been about. You know, it's always been about this vaccine. And they started with a Yale study, you know, and back, it was a few months ago that they funded a Yale study on how to convince people to vaccinate, you know, with the COVID vaccine. So, I mean, they're putting a lot of money into this. So why, you know, it always just points right back to money. Money is the root of all evil with this. Continue. Sorry.
Yeah. Please continue. My mic was breaking. I was switching mics out while you were talking. Go ahead.
I'm like, all right. No, you know, even just the script in general. So I have had a lot of nurses messaging me from all over the United States. Well, they're receiving, you know, emails of scripts of what to say and how to promote this vaccine. And if you look around right now, ever since this rolled out, you'll notice that there's a lot more medical professionals and nurses within these hospitals coming out on social media. You know, I vaccinated, you have to do this too. You know, trying to create this norm. And it's really disappointing for me being part of this, you know, in this profession, to look around and I'm disappointed, you know, that they are pressuring the public to take a vaccine that is literally causing more harm than ever. You know,
and that's really what they're setting the precedent for. It's like a form of human sacrifice where we know we're dying. We know it's hurting us. But under peer pressure, we just do it. We know it doesn't protect us. We know it rewrites our genetics. We know it has all these side effects. We don't even know what the long-term effects are. It's not even a vaccine. It's an mRNA that literally takes over our DNA. I mean, this is next level insane, but they're just doing it and just setting the precedent that this is what we're going to do. And the real holy grail is the cashless society, the digital tracking, the global travel passes. The global dictatorship dream wish list is all fulfilled by this.
Of course. I mean, and that's exactly what they want. So how do we get people to start saying no? I feel I'm looking around and I literally feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone, and I don't know how to convince people and show them the truth, you know, because it is so hard because we're so censored. And if that isn't a red flag for people that, you know, aren't convinced that maybe this vaccine is as awful as we say it is, you know, just the censorship should kind of have them start questioning this a little bit more.
I could ask a million different questions here, but as a nurse, as a whistleblower, as a mother, as a patriot, what other points would you like to make to the American people?
Oh, gosh, there's a lot. Well, first of all, you know, I do have a lot of nurses coming in on the 6th of January. We're going to be speaking at 9 a.m. In downtown Washington, and you know.
And by the way, I'm going to be there. I was invited by Mr. Bigtree to be at that. Owen was as well. I look forward to being there with you at 9 a.m. And where is that? It's in front of the Capitol, correct?
Yeah, I think it's Section 7, but I'll give you the information. But yeah, it's by the. It's not far from the Supreme Court. So, I'm so thankful. We have at least 10 nurses that are flying in. Two of them are from Canada. One is coming, hopefully from Mexico around the U.S. And we're putting it on the line. There's one that, you know, will be fired if she came. Her employer already said it. So the majority of us have lost our jobs. So we're like, you know what? Like, this is how we're going to save humanity and turn things around. Because if not us, then who? You know, we have to do this.
Well, we've got a rooftop area rented with all the rest of the big media, and so I definitely want to get you and some of those other nurses to come up and do interviews with us after that. There's going to be a huge rally, obviously, that kicked off at noon, and I know the location, but I'm not going to announce that until the president does. I'm just going to leave it at that. That's going to be done later this afternoon. There's also going to be a big rally, 99% sure I'll be able to announce this later today, that's going to be in that same Freedom Square on the 5th. Because the big votes in the Senate and the big battle that Senator Hawley's going to come out swinging for America. So it looks like some good stuff's about to happen on January 6th, one of the big last shots here. And so the 5th is so critical for everybody to get to D.C. by the afternoon of the 5th and regardless be there in Freedom Square, and again, that is also 9 a.m. over by the Capitol with you guys getting into the dangers of the COVID vaccine side effects and the rest of it. Do you know the name of the march-in event? I mean, I know that Owen Schroeder was telling me that Big Tree invited us. I just missed the name of the event organization.
It is. I'm sorry. Yeah, Dell is on the same stage that we are, so it's the same one. I'd have to look it up for you, but
it's okay. Yeah, I just heard 9 a.m. Exposing COVID-19 nurses and folks there, so I figured it was the same place, same time, same speech. So that's the same event. So people just can watch InfoWars and learn as soon as it's all codified. These things are moving very quickly.
You caught me a little bit early today, but we're working on a website. It's globalfrontlinenurses.com, so that should be up, and then we'll have more details for location and things like that.
Well, it's like George Washington said, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. And so you are like Paul Revere out there. And I'm so glad that you're switching your event from Florida to D.C. Everyone must converge on D.C. This is the big one. We need 5 million people there. We need events for days, not just on the 5th and 6th. And I can't wait to shake your hand. Also, your book. We should talk about that, The Undercover Epicenter Nurse, with Nurse Erin Olszewski. How do people find that as well? At Nurse Erin on Twitter?
I'm on Parler at Nurse Erin, yeah.
Okay, on your Parler at Nurse Erin. All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to come back and give you 5 minutes. Give me the floor for 5 minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.